Hill, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Israel now has a wartime cabinet after Prime Minister Netanyahu and his chief political rival, Benny Gantz, put aside their differences to cobble together a degree of unity to oversee the fight to avenge last weekend's gruesome attack by Hamas militants. The announcement came as the Israeli military appears increasingly likely to launch a ground offensive into Gaza. Right now, they're pounding the area by air. Secretary of Blinken is in Israel and is scheduled to meet with senior Israeli leaders in a solidarity visit as the war enters its sixth day. Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports there are concerns the battle could be protracted.
Hamas has deep roots in Gaza. It has tens of thousands of followers all across the strip, and it has a lot of experience operating as an underground insurgency. So if the goal is to remove Hamas from power or to uproot it completely, this could be a prolonged and very bloody conflict ahead.
Former President Trump was in Miami last night defending his record governing the nation for 4 years without any new wars and also criticizing President Biden's foreign policy and, along with other Republicans, laying partial blame for the war on Biden administration's, citing the release of nearly $6 billion in frozen assets to Iran in support of Hamas. The UAW expanding its strike to include a Ford truck plant in Kentucky.
The United Auto Workers Union has significantly escalated its walkout against three Detroit automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members walked out at about 6:30 p.m. The plant makes the profitable heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. Ford called the strike expansion grossly irresponsible. The UAW began striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis on September 15th.
Lisa Dwyer, SRN Town Hall.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
ExxonMobil buying Pioneer Natural Resources in an all-stock deal valued at about $59.5 billion.
It's the company's largest buyout since acquiring Mobil 2 decades ago, creating a colossal fracking operator in West Texas. Including debt, Exxon is committing about $64.5 billion to the acquisition, leaving no doubt of the Texas energy company's commitment to fossil fuels as energy prices surge. In the late 1990s, the merger between Exxon and Mobil was valued at around $80 billion.
Jeremy House reports the deal with Pioneer expands Exxon's presence in the Permian Basin. That's the area that straddles the border between Texas and New Mexico. The region made up 18% of all U.S. natural gas production last year, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. At least for a day, Wall Street traded its wingtips for a pair of sandals.
Birkenstock is making its debut on Wall Street. The 249-year-old German maker of upmarket sandals set a price of $46 per share for its initial public offering of stock, valuing the company at $8.64 billion. It is trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the Birk ticker symbol. The sandals have long been put down as the antithesis of high fashion, but they do have a cult following, and this year they got a plug in the blockbuster film Barbie. Rich Thomason reporting.
From the baseball diamonds, the Astros are heading to their 7th straight ALCS. This time they'll play the Rangers beginning Sunday after they beat the Twins Wednesday night. Diamondbacks going to the NLCS after they swept the Dodgers. And the Phillies lead the Braves 2-1 after they won on Wednesday night. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 54. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 46. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 54 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 46 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 32.
Water towers made for hearts and names. Friday nights made for football games. Fallen leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for goodnight kissing. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. And early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m.'s made for pissed off dads. And I was made.
Show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98 Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
You know I've always been your biggest fan.